And on ABC Radio National, this is Artworks, Amanda Smith with you. One of the most praised theatre performances in Sydney in 2010 was the actor Robert Menzies doing a stage adaptation of a Samuel Beckett short story, The End. Well, given that success, Robert Menzies is about to perform it again, a season in Melbourne this time at the Malthouse Theatre. It seems to me that Samuel Beckett is being performed more than ever these days, and not just his plays, but like with this one, stage adaptations of the novels and novellas as well. Seems we just can't get enough of all that existential sadness. Samuel Beckett wrote The End in 1946, and it continues his fascination with tramps, as with the two main characters in Waiting for Godot. Robert Menzies is going to perform a short excerpt from The End for us, and here he is first to introduce the character.
Well, it's about a guy who's kind of ejected from some place where he has been looked after for a while. You're never quite sure what it is. It's some kind of refuge. It may have been an asylum, or just it's some place where he's been safe. And he's ejected and wanders the streets and finds himself in the country and then back in the city. And he finds various places where he can rest along the way, but in each case he's kind of ejected from them. And finally he finds a boat in a shed, and that becomes his final place. Beckett always said that his prose was his serious work. I was comfortable enough in this boat, I must say. The lid fitted so well I could pierce a hole. It's no good closing your eyes. You must leave them open in the dark, that's my opinion. I'm not speaking of sleep, I'm speaking of what I believe is called waking. In any case, I slept for a little of this period. I wasn't sleepy, or I was too sleepy, I don't know, or I was afraid, I don't know. Flat down on my back, I saw nothing, except dimly, just above my head, through the tiny chinks, the grey light of the shed. To see nothing at all, no, that's too much. I heard faintly the cries of the gulls ravening about the mouth of the sewer nearby. In a spew of yellow foam, if my memory serves me right, the filth gushed into the river and the slush of birds above, screaming with hunger and fury. I heard the lapping of water against the slip and against the bank, and the other sound, so different, of open wave, I heard it too. I too, when I moved, felt less boat than wave, or so it seemed to me, and my stillness was the stillness of eddies. That may seem impossible. The rain, too, I often heard it, for it often rained. Sometimes a drop falling through the roof of the shed exploded on me. All that composed a rather liquid world. And then, of course, there was the voice of the wind, or rather those so various of its playthings. But what does it amount to? Howling, soughing, moaning, sighing. What I would have liked was hammer strokes, bang, 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 clanging in the desert. Oh, I let farts, to be sure, but hardly ever a real crack. They oozed out with a sucking noise, melted in the mighty never. I don't know how long I stayed there. I was very snug in my box, I must say. It seemed to me I'd grown more independent of recent years. That no one came anymore, that no one could come anymore to ask me if I was all right and needed nothing. Distressed me then but little. I was all right. Yes, quite so. And the fear of getting worse was less with me. As for my needs, they had dwindled, as it were, to my dimensions and become, if I may say so, of so exquisite a quality as to exclude all thought of succour. To know I had a being, however faint and false, outside of me, had once had the power to stir my heart. You become unsociable. It's inevitable. It's enough to make you wonder sometimes if you're on the right planet. Even the words desert you. It's as bad as that. Perhaps it's the moment when the vessels stop communicating, you know. The vessels. There you are. still between the two murmurs. It must be the same old song as ever. But Christ, you wouldn't think so.
From the Samuel Beckett short story The End, performed by Robert Menzies. And he opens in the stage adaptation of The End on Thursday at the Malthouse in Melbourne in the Beckett Theatre, which is named not after Samuel Beckett, actually, but the designer John Beckett.